Hey guys, coming at you live from a storage room inside a storage room on a set that looks like your dad's basement. It's Don't Mess with Christine Sidelko on CastBox, produced alongside Studio 71. If you haven't heard of CastBox, it is one of the fastest growing new podcast apps on the market. It's available for iOS and Android. And you can listen to Don't Mess on your other podcast platforms, but I hope that you give CastBox a try. I think it's a really great app. You can find all of your favorite podcasts on there, including, hopefully, mine. Don't mess. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello, guys. Welcome back. I am Christine Sidelko. Before we get started here, I've decided to rearrange the format a little bit of my little podcast adventure here. Learned the hard way that when you put on an hour-long show, you might want to have a little bit of structure. That being said, the episodes are now going to be an interview section in the beginning, followed by topical topics, which we will discuss and comment on and speak about and opinionize with. Prepositions are hard. That being said, who better to have on my new and improved podcast but a man who recently knew and improved himself.
Ooh, I knew it was coming.
Christopher Clemens.
Hello. Thank you. Two of you.
They don't get paid to clap, what can I say?
You can really tell. There's the lack of motivation.
You're like, honey, it shows.
Yeah.
Honey, the
budget shows.
The budget is
what it is.
We keep the receipts in the shoebox.
I do that too. I literally do.
I just sent them to my dad.
Well, my dad left, so
well,
thank you.
We'll talk about that later, folks. Anyway, if you guys don't know Chris Clemens, he is a YouTuber of like 5+ years, right?
Yeah.
2012, yeah. That's, wait, 6. Because it's 2018.
December, yeah. 2018 I started at the very end. So
minus 2012 is 6.
Yep.
And 2012 plus 6 is 2018.
And this is your 8th episode.
And
so,
2018 minus 6 is 2012. I went to college.
Barely.
And his videos are comedy vlogs as well as Man on the Street videos, which is one of my personal favorites. Another personal favorite is your I Got High And series, because I often find myself getting high and.
Yeah. Same.
And you're also, he also, you know this already, they don't, is a freelance photographer and actually went to school to study photography.
Yeah.
And that is my talented friend, Chris.
Oh.
Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
Anxious and a little bit high.
Did I drive too fast over here?
No, I almost hit you a few times.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which is nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah, so he followed me here to the studio and I tried to shake him and I couldn't.
Nope. Can't shake me, baby.
Ran up the curb even.
Hit a few people.
Hit a few pedestrians, but hey, you know.
Full GTA mode.
Full 50 Shades of Grey Freed.
Oh.
Which suddenly turned into a Bond movie. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's a new YouTube video out on my channel, and you should go watch
it. Yeah, Christine and I started 50 Shades of Grey one day because we, why not, you know? And we started with a third one because truly, why not?
Why not? And then Rita Ora was tied up.
Tied up, yeah.
In an abandoned lot.
That was the biggest twist of it all.
Yeah. Well, speaking of twisters, titty twisters, you get them when you're young. You grew up where? Thank you. It all fits. It's all cyclical.
Right. I'm from Delaware, and I gave my cousin a titty twister once, and she's a girl. I didn't know better.
Well,
I don't know why I shared that.
This isn't confession time. It was just a simple question.
Yes, from Delaware.
The state is acceptable.
Delaware is good.
Delaware, what town?
Newark.
New York, Delaware. You heard it here, folks. Two states in one.
The Big Apple.
And what was that like? I know it's the smallest state.
I always struggle explaining what Delaware is like. I feel like it's very much like L.A. minus palm trees. Like if L.A. was like it's a suburb, I guess.
The whole state.
Down south it gets like, there's like beaches, which are like convenient in the summer. They're not like Aruba or whatever, but they're like nice. I went there every summer. And then the middle is just kind of like farms.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what part were you
in? The northern part.
So what was up north?
Like schools and families.
Well,
and
that's
like
everywhere.
The University of Delaware is there. Like,
people and
places
dogs
and things.
And
yes.
Kitchen sinks.
Yes. I don't really. Yeah. It's, I guess, just suburban.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, because I'm from Illinois.
Yeah.
Which is not a very wide state. Well, it's kind of wide, but it's more long than it is wide. But I fortunately never had to venture down too far south. But what, like, how long does it take to just go across?
Oh, top to bottom. Oh, across? Like, I don't know.
But, okay,
it's
so
narrow at the top and then thick at the bottom.
Actually, I don't even know what Delaware looks like.
Really?
But anyway, yeah, so tell me, like, what...
So, it takes from, like, we had a beach house the beaches are at the south end of the state. So, to go from, like, top to bottom, it only took, like, an hour and a half if there wasn't traffic.
I somehow got to hotel rooms in Delaware.
Ooh.
Let's book a flight.
What do you have planned, honey?
That is not how I remember it looking in fourth grade.
It's tax-free, though, which is...
I thought it was, like, why did I think it was a rectangle?
No.
Wait, tax-free?
Yeah. So, like, go to the mall. So, like, my whole life, I grew up not having tax on anything. So everything was just the price you saw. And then I went to school in New York, and that was, like, the first time I lived outside. And I was like, I could tell you exactly where I was. I have it so visually. I felt so sad. And I was like, the price tag said it was, like, $3.99 or whatever. And the lady was like, yeah, and then tax. And I was like, I just didn't know that that was a thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's...
That's funny, because the state I grew up in, people are literally fleeing the state because
of taxes.
They're
coming to Delaware.
Yeah, they're like, hello.
And we're like, hello,
honey. Anyway, after that noise. So you grew up, a little small town.
Did grow up.
Little baby
physically.
Boy and little baby state and little baby teeth. Did your parents keep your baby teeth?
I think my mom might have.
I
definitely walked into her room and found them.
I found mine in, I think, like, the attic, and it was very traumatic.
Yeah. My mom's were in a matchbox on her dresser or something. I don't know, but I thought I was literally opening matches, and literal teeth fell out. And I was like, Mom! And she was like, honey, what's... And she came up, and she was like, oh. And I was like, what the fuck is this? She's like, oh, these are your baby teeth. And I was like, why do you have them? Like, why?
I know. Like, why?
Just let them go.
They keep
the then I guess I have... Okay, I did keep my dog's baby teeth.
That is
weirder
than a human.
Yep, it's pretty weird.
So you have no room to talk.
So it's hereditary.
Wow, moving on. So you said New York was your culture shock.
Yeah.
What took you to New York?
I went to school. Yeah, you're
just
such a good host.
I'm just trying to be.
Trying to be the hostess with the mostess. I went to school at NYU.
But NYU Tisch.
Tisch, yeah, the art school, which...
I always thought Tisch was like a separate thing. Is it the college?
Yeah, so like within the university, air quotes, there are colleges. So there was like the College of Arts and Science, Tisch, Stern Business School. So there were like sub schools under NYU.
Oh, you know what? I think my...
It's so stupid.
No, I think my school
think
had that,
common,
and
though.
I just didn't pay attention because I never went to class.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
It would have been interesting, us being friends in college.
Yeah, I feel like we had kind of similar experience because I went to school downtown Chicago, and you went downtown
New York.
New York,
yeah.
Although Chicago is definitely milder than New York, to put it lightly.
Yeah.
I also had a very big culture shock the first time I went.
Yeah.
Also, I think I know I've said this to you in person, personal conversations, but now I want it on record.
Ooh.
That I hate New York.
Oh, you have said this.
I understand why people like it.
But I understand why people don't.
You know, aspect of it. It's dirty. It's overpopulated.
It is crowded.
People are mean. People are crazy. It's disgusting. Your trash is just on the streets. There's rats everywhere. It's disgusting.
New York.
And it gets so hot and muggy in the summer.
Summers,
and in the winter, yeah. And it's just, I hate it.
It's definitely a lot. It is a lot. For sure.
Are you the one, there are two types of people. It's people that can handle living in New York and people that
I
can't.
I loved living in New York. Yeah, I definitely am excited that I'm, just have a change of pace and whatnot. But just it sounds so dumb, but I don't think you can understand it until you've lived there. The energy just, I was able to do, I had so much life in New York. I really did, I would wake up and have my whole day, planned, and I would, know what I was doing. And there's just the people you meet and the experiences are so, it's just unreal. You're
It's crazy.
It's almost every day is normal. A challenge, but it's a normal that kind, it's a stimulating normal.
Yeah. So what would you guys do for fun, you know? But I mean, I went to bars.
And... Yeah, we would go to bars, clubs, not so much.
No, me
everybody.
Neither.
Freshman year, did people hype up clubs and going clubbing?
Not really.
Because freshman year, everybody that seemed to be such the thing. Was everyone all my friends didn't have fakes and who went to state schools? They all had frat parties and shit. And we were all going to clubs and bars, but...
So clubbing, yeah. I think it might have just been because there's not a huge club scene
in
Chicago.
Got it.
It's a dive bar city.
Yeah.
Which I like love.
That. Yeah, see, I love that.
Yeah.
And a lot of bars in the East Village where I lived for a while, which is around NYU, were so divey and it was... That to me is the smell of a damp, sticky floored bar.
Actually, holy yeah, shit. I do like the nightlife there. We would go to the two times I've been there. We'd go to bars, you know, on the streets that you have to walk down into them, and they were fun and dirty and weird and it was back in the Vine days and someone recognized me and paid my tab and I was like, oh, okay, this isn't so
bad.
Yeah,
New York is just fun like that. People will just randomly do shit like that, pay for your tab and stuff.
I think maybe you just have to have an open mind, and I come in
and
very
I think you
negative.
Have to be there for a while, because at first it's magical, then it gets sad,
yeah,
and then you get comfortable. At least for me, that's how I felt.
Yeah, I don't know,
I loved it, then wanted to leave, and then stayed, obviously. And then loved it.
The interesting thing about you is I don't know how you feel, actually, because we don't really talk about this. Do you feel more like a New Yorker or like a Californian? Because
we have talked about this a little.
Well, a little. But before you get into your thing, to me, I watch old videos of you in New York, and I get it. And you are in New York. But you're also very LA. And I think it really suits you here. But I also can picture you.
Do you think I'm less New York now?
Yes.
Fuck.
But I don't think that's a bad thing.
Okay. No, I don't either.
So what's your take?
It's so weird, because when I was thinking of moving to LA, I hated the idea of living in LA. I was New York forever. And then I got here and I was pleasantly surprised I realized that the pace in New York is so unhealthy. It's just unnecessarily stressful. And it took me literally leaving to realize that I was so stressed out all the time for nothing. Why is the subway not here? And I do kind of miss that pace, because it does pull you through the day. You don't ever feel you can relax, really.
Yeah, because you see other people.
Exactly. I need to be out there. Exactly. Yeah. So... I feel like I'm somewhere in the middle.
I'm a
flyover state.
I would agree, yeah.
I'm an Illinoisian.
People really do say Illinois.
But like, why is there an S then? How do you feel about that?
I just grew up there, so it's normal. I think it's after the Illini tribe of Indians that were located after, you know, white people did their thing.
Okay, so I'm just insensitive and ignorant. Got it. Thank you.
You are the worst, and I hate you. Okay, really quick, let's just talk about YouTube.
Okay.
Because you mentioned in New York you had your day, you know, scheduled out, planned out.
Yeah.
To me, as someone who is very unorganized, you are, like, insane.
Yeah.
You are on top, like, you post every week at the same time.
I try to.
And it gets done.
Yeah.
You do it.
And
you edit yourself.
Yeah, I do it all.
And you're always getting coffee.
Yeah.
And you're always filming and you just do stuff. And I'm just like, how do you do stuff, you know?
I really think that came from New York.
Yeah.
True. Like, I've always kind of been somebody who was like, nothing's going to get done for you unless you do it. Like, that was just kind of always my mindset. So I've always... just if I wanted something bad enough, I worked hard enough for it. And so I just, that's kind of, like, I feel like if I don't post, that's like, how can I want these nice things and stuff if I don't want to, like, I don't enjoy editing sometimes because some people, but I, after doing it for so long and it's of me and it's so repetitive, it needs, sometimes life isn't glamorous. Like, sometimes you do have to just sit down and, like, do shit to, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I've just always had that kind of, like, a work ethic, I guess.
Yeah. Well, my problem is, not only do I not work hard enough, I don't want things enough. I'm just so apathetic. And it's like, oh, it'd be nice to have this, but, like, also, if it didn't happen... at least I don't have to do all the work. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. But I think that came probably from New York, too. But anyway, I'm just jealous of how you do you, boo.
Well, you're making moves.
You do the voodoo that you do so well. Good. It's a spell hell. Makes me want to shoop, shoop, shoop. Do I have to pay for that?
I hope not, because that's a gift.
It's the internet. A gift?
It's a gift?
A gift.
No.
Okay, anyway, speak about your upload schedule. So you do basically vlogs and Man on the Street.
Yeah, I kind of just have resorted to doing whatever.
Yeah, which do you like better?
I like filming Man on the Street ones because it's, like, I have it down to such a routine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like editing just, like, the random videos. Like, I did a prank call video today. And it was just, like, fun to edit because I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, did I answer the question? I think I forgot.
I blacked out a little bit.
I did, too.
Well, I've done some of the Man on the Street ones with you.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Do you like it?
I do. I end up liking it at the end.
Everybody does. It takes
a while for me to warm up to it, even though I've done it multiple times.
Yeah.
It's just weird, and you just do it. You just jump right in.
You'd never see these people again, and if you do, it's kind of like, huh.
Yeah, you know? I admire that, because, like, the footage you don't show is literally you going, like, hey, you want to be in a quick video? And I'm like, I can't even, like, call my doctor to, like, I had to talk myself up to call my doctor.
At first, it used to be really hard for me to be like, hey, do you want to be in a video? Like, now, I mean, I have such little shame that it's almost a problem.
Well, I don't think it's a problem.
Thank you. You're valid.
Wait. No. You're valid.
Oh, my God. You think?
I don't know. I think that, like...
Well, I think you're valid for thinking I'm valid.
I think your validity is just shining through.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God. You think? Is she showing that much?
So that was a good little improv section there that I was trying to use to waste time to think of something else to say, but my brain could only concentrate on seeking
on
new ways to say
joke.
Valid, that it really just went on and
this
on.
This is why we're friends.
Yeah. What videos get the most views for you, and do you care?
I don't necessarily care about views because, like, I don't, but I care about something appearing to have done well.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, have, like, I guess that's the same, but to me, they feel different. If, like, views feel so, like, wanting views feels so, like, shallow and almost empty, but, like, I just want,
you want
people
to
see what I just fucking edited. Like,
oh, just like so you feel,
know?
Like that it's
yeah,
worth
like
it.
Yeah, like I feel like it's, and time. I also think it's funny, and I think other people would too, so.
Yeah.
I guess this is all just one egotistical thing. The Man on the Street videos do better.
Yeah.
I think, because well, I think it's just kind of what I'm known for.
Yeah, but Logan Paul.
You could say it's, yeah, you could say it's my bread and butter. Why did I feel like I should have said that a second time when
wait,
I got cut off the first time?
Wait, did that have a second meaning? Or was it?
My bread and butter?
You said it like it was like really clever.
Oh, no. If you say anything with enough confidence, you can really just
go
anywhere.
Wow, I thought that was like a sneaky double entendre, no. As the French say.
That's beautiful.
Well, I learned something new about you.
Oh.
In my countless hours of research.
That you definitely
that
did.
I personally did. That you had a photo published in US Weekly?
I did.
Would take me through that.
Okay, it's not that. So that information is back when you would really make a resume look just like it wasn't necessarily the biggest photo. It was probably the size of a quarter, but it was still printed in the magazine. So, yeah, I worked for Lil Bosworth from The Hills.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And
you'll
so,
always be known as the girl
who never went
who
to
never
Paris.
Went to Paris.
But I worked as her photographer because she had like a, she has a blog. And so I was her photographer and they just like wanted to use one of the pictures. And so.
That's cool.
Yeah. It was like that was New York. I was like some dumb, like, sophomore or junior.
You're like a paparazzi.
Yeah, and I was just, no, we would meet and like have lunches and discuss shoot ideas and like then you just like shit like that just happens. So that's, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I forgot about that.
Well, on that awesome note, oh wait, did you get paid for that?
I got paid for like the shoot.
But not from US
Us
Weekly?
Yeah, which
wait,
I was kind of pissed about.
Is it, it's Us Weekly. Did I say US
yeah,
Weekly?
Yeah, you did, and I was like...
So, I thought it was US, like, US Weekly News World Report or whatever.
You thought that they're
thought
covering
it was, like,
real news?
I thought it
news?
Was, like, a real news thing, and then you were like, Lil Bosworth, and I'm like, oh, different magazine.
It's, yeah, no, it's Us Magazine.
Yeah, got it. See, the US and the Us, it's all very
it's all,
complicated.
Yeah,
On that note, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we will get into topical topics.
Ooh.
Hey, guys, taking a quick time out here, just in case you forgot, you are listening to Don't Mess with Christine Sadelko, a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71. Right now, I'm going to ask everyone listening to go rate and review this podcast on whatever platform you are listening to it on, hopefully CastBox. And of course, if you leave less than a 5-star review, I will come to your house and kill you. Just give me 5 stars anyway. It's not going to hurt you. I don't like criticism. Thank you. Okay, guys, we are back. Okay, so now we're here at the turning point, if you will, of my podcast. And if this doesn't go well, I'll probably just fucking quit. I'm just kidding.
That's the spirit.
So I decided I'm gonna give a little topic.
Ooh.
And we're gonna discuss, like, humans.
Humans. Yep.
So recently, I think it was literally yesterday of the day that we're filming this, Kim Kardashian went to the White House.
Yeah, to meet with
and
Trump.
And met with Donald Trump.
What a sentence.
To talk about prison sentences for weed, people convicted of weed
crimes,
right?
I think it's just prison reform and like one time, like first time nonviolent offense.
Which includes weed.
Yeah, weed is a part of that, I think.
That's what I took it as.
I know she got caught, not Kim, Alice Johnson, who she's, like, going to bat for.
Mm-hmm.
She got caught with cocaine possession and something else. But for a first-time nonviolent offense, she has a life sentence. That's insane.
Yeah, that is insane.
Like, it's, like, weed is a plant.
Wait, I thought it was cocaine.
Yeah, but, like, some people do go to prison for having weed.
For life? Let's not get into that.
Regardless.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if it's coke, I don't really know what to say.
I don't really know what to say either.
I have done weed. Anyway, the reason I picked this topic was because I know that you love marijuana.
I do.
And I know that you love the Kardashians.
Yes.
So what is your take on the legalization of marijuana, just in general?
I don't understand why it hasn't happened sooner.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I do, but I don't.
Yeah.
You know, like, I understand the hesitation because I once was so anti-weed.
But why were we? Why were we?
Because
people just told us it was bad.
A mix of people telling you it was bad and a mix of, at least for me, the people that at the time that I knew who were smoking weed, I didn't want to be associated with. So for me, I thought it was like bad people do that. And then I smoked and was like, oh shit, I've been missing out.
So it really is people lying to us.
Yeah, it's kind of just a skewed perception of what people tell you to think when you're younger.
Yeah, because cigarettes and alcohol, I know this is the most common argument, but it's true. So much more dangerous.
Equal, if not worse.
Yeah.
Like, as someone who heavily drank in college, weed to me feels so much healthier.
It does. It's green.
It's crazy.
Or like hemp and
shit.
And
people are like, how can you say that? You're smoking. And I'm like, I mean, I live in Los Angeles. I'm breathing in smoke regardless.
Oh my God.
So I might as well feel good from it.
When you moved here, did you have lung problems?
I mean, yeah, but I think it was from the marijuana.
I literally got bronchitis.
Because of the smog?
Because of the smog when I first moved here.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think I noticed any. Maybe I was getting sick.
Well, I guess from being from New York, you're probably already infected.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was just already.
I am legend. That's the one where they all...
Did my laugh just do something weird?
Or
did only I hear that?
I heard something, but I kind of...
It sounded like a weird horse whinny.
Do it again.
No,
You're like, I can't.
I can't. It was like one of those weird, like, your vocal cord is, like, stuck or something, so a weird whistle comes out when you're, like, breathing.
It's like when you move the chair and it, like, makes a fart noise, and then you can't recreate it, and you're like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we talk about real relatable shit.
Literally, sometimes.
Yeah. Well, we have something in common, and that is that we are huge potheads.
Yeah.
But know little to nothing about weed.
Yeah. I tweeted yesterday, maybe, and I was like, you know that unpopular opinion trend that's going all over Twitter right now? Someone did one about weed, and I was like, if you have to use a rig to smoke it, it's too much.
Like, oh, like dab?
Dabbing? I don't know what that is. Like, if you have to use something called a rig, what the fuck is
that?
Yeah,
I don't like
dabbing. Only time, like, I've heard of a rig is, like, an 18-wheeler going down. Like, what?
Yeah, where you have to move it around.
You have to, like, audition for Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
and it's like, what the fuck?
It's like you're playing, like, the glass water, like, glasses filled with water.
Yeah. It's like all that just to, I mean, I guess it's, like, stronger, more potent, but, like, I'll smoke a second joint. Like.
Yeah, it's just really, there's so much.
And going to dispensaries is so fucking embarrassing sometimes because do you want shatter? And I'm like, excuse me?
Well, and there's so much, like, terminology,
too.
It's like, oh, it's canoeing, bro.
And then you feel like such, like, a loser when you don't know it, or, like, a fake.
Or if I hear someone say it, I, like, use context clues to figure out what it means, and then, like, store it away, and I'm like, I'll sound like a stoner. I'll use it next time.
There's nothing better than situations where you have no idea what's going on, but, like, the questions are answered for you, and then, like, that's, oh.
I'm a big fan of things being done for me.
Yeah. Oh, well, duh.
And you end up being the person who do them all half the time.
Oh, I'm aware.
You're like, I'm like, oh, will you go to the car and get it? I love weed so much I smoke it. I smoked it 2 minutes ago before this break.
Like, all jokes aside, though, I feel like it helps me so much with, A, falling asleep. For bedtime, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And my anxiety.
You should have said A, anxiety, B, bed.
Oh.
If you were
a real missed opportunity.
Even half as intelligent as me.
I know. One day. Fingers crossed.
Anyway, continue with your thing?
Oh, I say, I just, like, a lot of times I'll smoke it to, like, calm me down or, like, to stop me from overthinking.
Yeah, and you do that a lot. No offense.
No, full offense. You know, just, like, a fact.
But, like, yeah, I sometimes feel like you kind of get these scenarios in your head, and I kind of have to, like, get you to, like, rewind a little sometimes.
I have therapy later this week.
Yeah, like,
Yep, got it.
Well, and it's like me, where it's like, I'm really negative.
Yeah.
And it takes a little bit for me to pull out of that.
Exactly.
And then you're, like, similar, but not quite the same.
We both pull each other up in areas where we're, like, where we need it.
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains, basically. You
know? Basically, that song was written about us.
It definitely was. Also, Beep by the Pussycat Dolls.
Also written about us, yes.
Ha, 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 ha. I love that song. All the weird laughing.
I forgot about that song.
Yeah, I think it's Will I Am. Yeah, she's like, ha, 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 ha. Oh, wait, yeah. Boom, boom, how does it go boom, where he's like, boom, boom. Oh,
can I get copywritten for how well I did that?
For how well.
That was, I'm like, pentatonics, who?
I'm glad you said that, though, because it stopped me from trying to rap the entire thing.
Yeah, no, that's why I said that.
Yeah, so, yeah, for me, weed is more often just fun.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure.
But I do have some anxiety.
Yeah.
But it's situational and it's not that bad.
Totally.
And it does help me in those situations. Like, before a flight, I have to smoke before a flight because I get kind of anxious.
Yeah.
And
it's also just so much more fun to be on a flight high.
Yeah, it goes by so much faster.
So much faster.
Yeah.
Mostly because you sleep for a majority of it.
Well, I take that dream
sleepy water.
Water,
yeah.
It's like snoozeberry, and you can buy it like
Oh my god, that has been a saving grace.
I take two of them, and I'm probably snoring
how do
so
I get
loud.
Sponsored by them,
dude. I wish. It's basically the opposite of 5-hour energy.
It like, is. It's just been like the melatonin. Same bottle.
Yeah, it does.
It's literally like the same thing, just different.
What if it's the same company?
I mean,
what if you took a 5-hour energy and a dream water at the same time? Would you die? Let's go to the airport.
It.
Let's go to LAX right now. Pick one up.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Can you only get those at LAX, you think?
Well, I've only ever seen them at airports, but
yeah,
I guess
true.
They might be in like convenience
Amazon,
stores.
Maybe?
But I don't really go. I get all my groceries online. I never go shopping. So I wouldn't know.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've noticed you get all your groceries online.
So, you know what might be fun?
Ooh.
Let's try to improv a little bit of what that meeting with Kim and Trump was like.
Okay. Who are
you
going to be?
Who do you want to play?
Oh?
Well, I think this should depend on who can do a better Donald Trump impression.
I honestly don't think I could tell you what he sounds like. I have avoided him
truly
for so long. Like, I don't check Twitter anymore. I really have avoided him at all costs that I don't remember the sound of his voice.
Okay, let me try just from the top of my head. Okay. I'm trying to think of, like, his rallies. Okay.
That's what I...
Yeah. And we're going to build his wall. No, I don't know.
Yeah, like, it's...
That was really bad.
It's better than I think...
Yeah, I feel like we should just do it. I'll just be Trump, and I'll just go for it, and you be Kim, because you know what she would say.
Okay.
All right, ready? Come in.
Hey, Donald.
Hey, what's up, Kim?
Not much. Just here. Let's get down to business.
Here, have a seat on my lap. I mean, oops, my couch.
Yeah, please, the couch. I don't want your lap. It's frumpy.
What Kanye doesn't know won't hurt him.
Oh, he sends his best, by the way. He says, golf next week? Question mark? Sorry. I don't know if you know what those are.
And I'm just going to go ahead and call it right there.
Yeah, and see.
Thought it would be a fun idea, but it turns out I'm not as funny as I thought I was. And
I'm
not
as funny
as
I thought
you were.
This is a cry for help.
Please help me. All right, well, speaking of Donald Trump and television stars and going based on my
shirt
today, Roseanne Barr.
Okay, I have a lot. I'm actually glad we're talking about this because this is a conversation I don't think we've really discussed, and I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Why?
She...
Actually, I will say, after the recent events... You tweeting, talking about her pro or her progressive ideas and her like LGBT. Like, okay, so I understand. But I thought she was this conservative person the whole time.
Well, here's the thing. Even in the 90s, she was probably at best a left-leaning libertarian.
Got it.
So she was never she had liberal views, social views, but she advocated for the middle class, which is, you know, usually a Republican ideal, whatever. Well, it's both, but like they go about it in different ways. So the thing is, she was always never conventionally a liberal or a Democrat.
Got it.
And
a Democrat or a Republican.
Yeah.
Got it.
So my theory is that she literally was so far left that she just kept going left until it kind of circled around and she ended up on like the radical right.
Interesting.
Where it's just like she just went so crazy that it just ended up on the opposite spectrum.
Gotcha.
And again, that is not actually my whatever. But yeah she just...
How do you feel about that?
It sucks because like Roseanne like meant so much to me growing up.
Totally.
Such a funny show. I'm from Illinois. It was set in Illinois. I knew families like that. I didn't live like that, but like
me.
I like some of my best friends growing up, like that was like what it was like eating at their house, and it was funny, and it was like they were real people, blah blah, blah. And it like there were some cheesy moments, whatever, especially in the later seasons, but it was so real and it was so funny, and she just didn't give a shit. She, you know, married then fired Tom Arnold, the producer, you know, because she like outgrew him.
Yeah,
she probably had questionable leadership tactics, but she was not going to let anyone not tell her what to do because she was a woman. She was just going to do it. It was her show.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. And that was really cool to me. And I really liked that. And I was so excited that they were doing
a reboot.
And then all the stuff came out about how now she was, because I hadn't really kept up with her.
Yeah.
That she was crazy and was, you know, tweeting for Trump and tweeting all these weird things and like had dressed up as Hitler for Halloween.
Yeah.
And all this stuff. And I was like,
she did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I think, I'm not sure, but I think she had, like, a tray of cookies that were, like, supposed to be...
No.
Let me look it up.
You have got to be kidding me.
Roseanne Nazi?
Seems like a solid search.
Image. Yeah, and so she had, like, gingerbread men or whatever in the oven that were supposed to be, like, the Jews. So, like, really, really, not even political, just
wrong.
Vile shit.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Wow.
Because, like, I was like, wow, you know, I would love to, you know, be a showrunner, write my own show and star in it and be the boss. And, you know, that was so cool. She was so funny. And it sucks that people aren't who they, you know...
Who you think they are,
because it's like, yeah, it is, at the end of the day, it's fiction.
Yeah.
Even if she wrote some episodes or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my take.
Do you feel embarrassed?
I mean, I'm white, so I'm just constantly embarrassed.
Yes.
But yeah, I was kind of like, well.
Did you get a lot of shit for liking her? Or no. Like, were people.
Because I didn't ever defended her.
True.
Well, speaking of YouTubers that defended her, and. Have you ever heard of Ethan Klein, H3H3?
I've heard of H3H3. I don't think I've ever seen a video.
So here's the thing. I've seen just like clips of some videos. I followed him on Twitter because I thought he was funny, and like he knew Post Malone, and they would do those like funny like double chin photos.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, oh, cool. He looks funny, so I follow him.
Gotcha.
And when this whole thing came out, and these are recently, they were deleted.
Ooh.
Pretty soon after he tweeted them.
Gotcha.
But I found the screenshots.
Okay.
Did a little investigative reporting.
Come through, detective.
Yeah, so he goes, this was his first tweet. I hate this trend of canceling shows and ruining careers because of something someone said. If it offended you, just don't watch.
Okay.
And I quote you that and said, like, this is a bad take or whatever.
Yeah. I saw that.
But I had to delete it because he deleted it. It looked like I was talking to myself. God damn you. Anyway.
I hate when people delete a tweet that you've quoted.
Yeah, it sucks. But anyway, I disagree.
Yeah.
I think people need to be held accountable.
Yeah.
For what they do and who they are.
I just don't understand why defend it. Like, I understand. I do agree with him in the set, like in the sense that I do feel like we are in a culture of like a takedown culture where we want it. But like that, I don't think has anything to do with what happened with Roseanne. You know, yeah. Like I think people are taking her down because she's like, she's just so over the line.
Yeah. And
like,
I think it's
justified.
And I think it comes down to like, being like ABC, like if they keep this up, then it looks like it reflects their values.
Exactly.
And so they have every right to be like, hey, you no longer reflect the values of our company. Bye. But it's the other way too, because there was a story about I don't know what her position was, but some higher up at ABC, you know, the show Black-ish.
Yeah.
They did an episode apparently that was based on or centered around like protesting, like the NFL protesting. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I think I heard about
And they decided not to air it, I guess, because it was too controversial or whatever their reasoning was. So it's like, do better, I guess, you know? I don't know. So I think it was deserved. And I do feel bad for
all the other cast members. Yeah.
That
to me is like this, that is a really, like, that's.
But again, that's on Roseanne. That's not on ABC. You know what I mean?
Because
she's the one whose actions caused this.
No, but that's what I'm saying, is so many people like lost a paycheck just because of one person's.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
that sucks.
And then that's not bad enough. He goes on to say, worth noting is that what she said is very offensive and probably racist, but she's a shocking person. That's her shtick. But why do we have to be vengeful? Do you think this will alter minds or make those that agree with her hate you more? I'm offended, so I will destroy you. Chill.
That was a lot. That was one tweet?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Which, again, I don't agree with.
I honestly didn't know you were reading a tweet until about halfway through. So
Could you reread it, please? Okay. Let me read it in a better way.
Yeah. Please.
It's on me. Worth noting is that what she said is very offensive and probably racist, but she's a shocking person. That's her shtick. But why do we have to be vengeful? Do you think this will alter minds or make those that agree with her hate you more? Quotes, I'm so offended, I will destroy you. End quote. Chill.
Okay. I think just because someone is outrageous does not give them an excuse to be a bad person.
Right.
Like, we're outrageous, but we're not bad people.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can be outrageous without being offensive or, like, putting other people down.
Well,
I feel like you can.
Well, I can't.
Oh, but I feel like one could. But if someone is described as outrageous, I wouldn't necessarily mean that that's a bad thing or a negative thing. It's like being outrageous is, he's making it sound like she is a racist. Why are we upset by it?
Like
we're allowed, just the same way he has this opinion, we're allowed to, like, people are allowed to feel how they want.
Yeah.
I think some people get swept up in these moments, and it goes back to that like mob mentality of taking people down. I definitely think that there are people who like had no idea who she even was.
Right. Well, so the first thing that sticks out to me is he says probably racist.
Yeah. No. Like it just is.
Try literally, definitely, definitively.
I meant to say something about that.
100% absolutely racist.
Yeah. Like.
I also don't think that you should be able to hide behind a shtick. You can write characters.
Totally.
And I think they have a right to be offensive if you're portraying them as the characters that are saying offensive things as bad people.
Yes.
But I don't think you should be allowed to, as a person in the public eye, have to hide behind a character.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be allowed to do that.
Yeah,
and
that's
basically
bullshit.
What he's saying. And then why do you have to be vengeful? Do you think this will alter minds? That is just the worst argument. It is literally like, it won't even work, so why even bother?
Yeah, I hate that mentality.
It's like people that are actively trying to distract from social change are almost worse than people that are actively trying to destroy it, because they don't even know. They're just so stupid.
Yeah.
This just pissed me off, if I'm going to be honest.
There is nothing worse, and I mean, I'm sure this is so hypocritical coming from me, but I hate when, I guess people just talk for the, like, you don't need to have an opinion, like, just
people want to have different opinions.
Yeah, and they want, like, a lot of it I feel like comes from the validation of retweets and shit. It's so annoying. People are like, oh, it's like making a quick buck on Twitter or something.
Yeah, it's like, this is flooded with all these things against it. Everyone's seen it so much. Well, if I say something against it, even if this is subconsciously, if I say something that's different from what most people are saying, it's going to get more attention.
Exactly.
Whether it's negative or positive or both, which a lot of times it is both, because people are assholes and people agree with asshole statements like this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in a way I agree. So, I think it's just, and it's something about men. Straight men.
That what?
Like, why is it so hard for them to just be decent?
Yeah.
You know? Like, I shouldn't be shocked when I meet a straight white man that's a good, like, that's a nice person.
Yeah, that you noticed. You're like, that, wow, that was a nice encounter.
Treats people like a human being, whether they want to fuck them or not.
Yeah.
And I am. And I'm lucky to know a lot of them and have been surprised a lot, but I'm still surprised because there's so many awful ones. Anyway, that's just me being a radical feminist here. But yeah, it's all in the same realm, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think this is a good place to stop our podcast because I'm getting heated.
And you are probably getting to work.
And you have to leave in 10 minutes.
Oh, well, that too.
Anyway, thanks for coming on. I think this was fun.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
I think it was better.
Yeah.
Or worse.
Then what? What are we?
I don't know.
What's the comparison?
Anyway, is there anything you want to plug that you're doing right now? Or
I'm writing stand-up, which is exciting.
Any shows or...
I'm going to do, like, open mics, but, like, secretly.
Oh, okay. So yeah, nothing to plug.
Yeah. But follow me. Yeah, I'm on Twitter and YouTube and Instagram. And
give them a shout them out.
Chris
give them
Clemens,
the
just my name. Google. Give it a Google. Go to the second page.
Give it a bing.
Yeah. Give it a bing a boom. Give it a Jeeves.
Give it a...
give it a...
MSN. No.
I was trying... Yeah, MSN.
No. Was that it?
Yeah. Right?
I'm a millennial. Anyway, thanks for coming.
We're young is what we're saying.
Yeah, anyway. That's it. Alta Vista.
That's some Parks and Rec shit right there.
That was trying to do dial-up.
Oh, I thought... I really just mistook that as just another noise that you make.
I do make a lot of weird noises.
Christine and I together make a lot of weird noises.
Well, let's end this podcast on a weird noise. Ready? Boop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop.
Bye-bye.
Podcast shutting down. Initiate three, self-destruct sequence.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, we all farted. That's true love. All right, bye, guys. I'm a mess. Bye.
Don't miss. Don't miss.